the rest of the story. Shirley Sylvester Graham was among our earliest health food faddists. Born in 1794, West Suffield, Connecticut, became a Presbyterian minister, but Sylvester Graham distinguished himself then and is primarily remembered today because of his health consciousness. Health became his true ministry, and whiskey, his mortal enemy. He recommended hard mattresses, cold showers, rough cereals, fruits, vegetables. He advocated strict abstention from alcohol and tobacco, considered them a poison substitute for nutritious food. He promoted plain homemade brown bread, even had his own specific recipe for it. Because of his stand against white bread and all meats, he was once attacked by an angry mob of bakers and butchers. Sylvester Graham. Perhaps you'd forgotten about him, or never heard of his eating remedy for drinking. But he left you something that you will remember, and that's the rest of the story. In his early 30s, Sylvester Graham became involved with a temperance society in Pennsylvania, and it was there that he formulated the theories which were to make him notorious in his time. Sylvester was convinced, for example, that no man would drink liquor if he were properly fed. Nutritious food and alcohol, he insisted, did not mix. Fresh bread, he believed, was the key to good health. But ordinary white bakery bread was not good enough. The bread had to be homemade. Pure brown bread, made with unsifted, coarsely ground wheat. And that wasn't all. Meat was out. Meatless meals and fresh brown bread, that was the answer to alcoholism, he said. Many believed him. His following became enormous. Fanatical, in fact. Tales of miracle cures came from everywhere. His pronouncements were regarded as law. His whims pursued with religious fervor. Whatever Dr. Graham prescribed, people did. And he wasn't even a doctor. He convinced folks to toughen their bodies with rigorous exercise and ice-cold showers. He exhorted them to throw away those soft feather beds and to replace them with hard, unyielding beds. He told people to do away with restrictive garments, corsets, and the like. And his followers followed. And after all was said and done, many or most of the prescriptions of Sylvester Graham, more than a century and a half ago, have since proved entirely valid. His health code, based largely on intuition, was a very good code. Exercise, hard mattresses, rough cereals, fruits and vegetables. No tobacco, no alcohol, no water with meals, no restrictive clothing. Yet even in our right now health-conscious era, the revival of those principles has failed to resurrect his name. Something else has. Something else resurrected his name. Sylvester's private recipe for brown bread, made with unsifted, coarsely ground wheat. Because people today, health-conscious or not, find Sylvester Graham's prescription as tasty as it was 165 years ago. For all of the forgotten food fads he initiated to get people unhooked from booze, one survives, and it is still stamped with his name, the Graham Cracker. And now you know the rest of the story.